This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A mass shooting at an apartment complex in San Bernardino, California. 10 people shot, according to police. 3 of the victims reportedly now in extremely critical condition. It happened at about 10:45 last night in a commons area of an apartment complex, and no arrests have been made. In Alabama, at least 6 teens were shot at a party in downtown Birmingham last night. A recovery operation continues for some of the 16 passengers aboard 2 boats that collided on the Colorado River Saturday near the California-Arizona border.
9 were injured, 2 of those were in critical condition, and 4 passengers were reported missing. Of those 4, we have a report now that it is 1 male and 3 females that are still outstanding.
That's the county sheriff, Doug Schuster. This is USA Radio News.
This flu season, 1 Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, 2-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get 4 pillows for about the price of 1 MyPillow. Click on the 4-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
A storm in the Caribbean has now been upgraded to Tropical Storm Gordon, and it's moving towards the southeastern United States, already affecting the Florida Keys, according to Dennis Felchin at the National Hurricane Center.
And those tropical storm conditions are expected within portions of the central Gulf Coast warning area by late Tuesday. Right now, Tropical Storm Gordon has maximum sustained winds of 45 miles per hour with higher gusts. Additional strengthening during the next 48 hours is forecast.
A tropical storm warning has been posted for the area from the Alabama-Florida border to eastern Louisiana. Anti-violence protests expected to hit the streets of Chicago today. Police there preparing as demonstrators are expected to disrupt traffic to and from O'Hare International Airport. The protest being led by the Reverend Gregory Livingston, who is part of the same group that shut down Lakeshore Drive on the 2nd of August. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Former reality star turned former White House official Omarosa Manigault Newman recorded just about every conversation she had while she worked at the White House. That's according to Axios, which reports Manigault Newman used a personal phone to record her talks with staffers, the Trump family, and other officials. She supposedly did it to have a reference later on to cover herself in case something ever came up. She was later fired and wrote that tell-all book about her time at the White House, and could have as many as 200 recordings to back up what she wrote. A White House fence jumper is in custody of the Secret Service, which says the man jumped over the fence at the White House at about 8 o'clock last night. His identity has not been released. The bishop who emceed Aretha Franklin's funeral on Friday is apologizing. That after he was accused of groping pop singer Ariana Grande on stage during the event. Bishop Charles H. Ellis III put his arm around Grande and seemingly rested his hand on the side of her chest after she performed Franklin's hit Natural Woman. He also jokingly told her he thought Ariana Grande was something served at Taco Bell restaurants. He's also apologized for that remark. reminding you again that we're not just on the radio, we're also online. You can find us at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Back with the America 6 minutes after at the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information you need to know. All our past interviews, because we're givers, they're all there free of charge. Our gift to you. Thank you so much. And pass it on to all your friends and neighbors. And Chris Garcia joins us now, an entrepreneur, business executive, former Trump administration official who led the Minority Business Development Agency at the U.S. Department of Commerce in his capacity as National Deputy Director and acting national director. Chris was the United States chief authority on minority business policy and national initiatives, working as a principal advisor to the 39th U.S. Secretary of Commerce, Wilbur Ross. Chris, good to have you back always with us. How you doing, sir?
Hey, it's always good to be back with you, Bill.
Hey, let's talk about NAFTA. I'm so excited about this. You know, I heard, you know, NAFTA was not going to happen. And in Donald Trump fashion, we have NAFTA 2.0, huh?
Hey, I mean, but do we really expect any less from this president? You know, he's defied his critics so yes. many times. They said he wasn't going to run for president. They said he wasn't going to win the nomination. They said he wasn't going to beat Hillary Clinton. They said he wasn't going to pass the tax cuts. They said the economy was going to tank under President Trump. But this is another campaign promise that he's fulfilled in passing this, or in getting this deal to the table with Mexico. And now we're going to round the corner with Canada coming on board by Friday. This is a huge win for everybody, for American workers, for auto manufacturers. This is just a big win for everybody.
Is this a great portent for what will happen internationally now that NAFTA is being resolved, Chris?
Well, so take a look at the strategy that President Trump has employed. So when he came into office, he knew the first thing we had to do was put the United States in a position of strength. So he implemented domestic policy reforms by passing the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. But most importantly, he deregulated much of the business world so that we would have a much more free, climate and more of an entrepreneurial, climate and atmosphere for businesses to grow, to expand, to scale, to hire more workers. And so now that we're in a position of strength, we've been able to renegotiate several deals and be in the position to negotiate both with China, NAFTA, of course, and then the EU. But we've got now the president employing this strategy of building this alliance with Canada and Mexico so that the regional alliance can then face, in conjunction with the European Union, China, and confront them for their bad actions by cheating and with regard to, you know, of course, the IP theft, devaluing their currency, subsidizing their industries, forcing joint ventures for IP transfer and so forth. So this is a brilliant move by President Trump.
Well, and it helps in terms of time and timing. And he was confident that this would take place. He knew that it was going to create some brain damage for some businesses, Harley Davidson included. And that's okay. I mean, you know, this is part and parcel of negotiation. This is what happens. And Harley Davidson will come back, and others will come back, and they'll be grateful for it. It's just in any kind of negotiation, you get to that point, Chris, where you just can't handle the stress. Because your business, you don't have the treasury, maybe the psychology to handle it, you know, for whatever reason. But it's okay, because what Donald Trump is doing, which I'm so excited about, is he's redefining this whole process, one that he was very critical of even before he ran for president, in saying that so many of these other countries were taking unfair advantage of the American worker.
Well, that's right. This has been President Trump for the last 30 years. You take a look at that very first interview with Oprah Winfrey. I think this was probably about 30 years ago, when he said the United States was being ripped off by these foreign nations and taking advantage of, you know, of our goodwill and our generosity and our free markets. But this is a great step that President Trump has taken. And if you take a look at what this means for American workers, I mean, we're talking about a truly level playing field. You know, I don't want to get into the weeds of NAFTA and why this is, or this renegotiated deal, I should say. But this is what President Trump has campaigned on. This is what he promised to do. And again, it was important that we put ourselves in an elevated position of strength by improving the economy, by putting us on a trajectory of 3, 4, 5% GDP growth, so that if we do have some short-term hiccups, you know, we do get some retaliatory tariffs from whether it's Canada, whether it's China, whether it's the EU, you know, we can take a couple of dingers in the chin, but if we land a couple of haymakers with some of these other nations whose economies are not doing as well, you know, we can outlast it. You know, American workers and the American people are resilient. We've been through the Great Depression. We've been through the Great Recession. We've certainly outlasted much more difficult economic conditions than this.
Chris, am I a bit myopic here? But what I am seeing, this is going to be win-win for everybody. You know, these European nations that suddenly get out of this entitlement mindset and start following the lead of American industry, where you reap what you sow, and hard work, you know, and hard labor is very profitable. And when they start to realize this themselves, and they're not being coddled by what, you know, some have referred to as corporate welfare, you know, and in this case, you know, international corporate welfare in some form, this has a tendency to hold people back. I think this is going to be a whole new world of opportunity for, you know, for the universe.
You bet. No, Bill. I mean, remember what President Ronald Reagan said. He said that the United States is supposed to be the shining city on a hill. And that's what President Trump is looking to do. Remember, these tariff strategies, these negotiations are simply a tactic to get these parties to the table, to get them to play fair. You know, this is a short-term strategy. These tariffs are not to be meant as an end in and of themselves. He's using this to get the ultimate goal of zero tariffs across the board, all industries, zero non-tariff barriers, and then zero subsidies. So he wants a truly fair and reciprocal and frankly, even playing field for all of us to play in, because when the government gets involved, it doesn't matter if it's the U.S. government, it doesn't matter if it's these foreign governments that we're negotiating with, it distorts the market. So, you know, let's make sure that we get people, you know, back to work, we get businesses back to innovating, investing in R&D, because that makes everybody better off. But we all have to play by the rules. That's the bottom line. Well, we all have to play by the rules.
Yeah, and to your point, Chris, we also understand experientially, people are happiest when they're working, when they're being productive. I mean, people, you know, for the previous 8 years, the previous administration, were absolutely miserable. This is why, you know, I don't get how the mainstream media and the Democratic Party want to take us back to what we got out of. I mean, like it was so great then, really? I just don't buy it. And I think that people in Main Street are looking at their wallets and going, hey, look at, I've got some extra cash in these wallets. I kind of like this Trump guy, you know?
That's right. No, Bill, this is the story of the year, and the media refuses to report on it. This is what I call the American economic miracle, or, you know, as a friend of mine, Steve Cortez, says, you know, it's the revitalization of the economic underdogs. I mean, whether it's the 3.7 million new jobs that have been created since the election, whether it's the fact that African American and Hispanic unemployment have reached lowest levels in history, you know, women's unemployment, the lowest levels in 65 years, veterans unemployment, the lowest level in 18 years, you know, the fact that you've got 3.5 million Americans lifted off of food stamps. I mean, this is an economy that's benefiting everybody, every single American, and that's real facts. You talk about what's actually going on in America. And frankly, that story's got to be told, and it's got to be told far and wide.
Well, I appreciate it. Chris Garcia is with us. We got more from Chris on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We're looking at 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
It's Bill Martinez live.
Back with the American 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Chris Garcia continues with us, entrepreneur, business executive, former Trump administration official. Chris, I am so excited about this economy, as I shared with you, because of the worker on Main Street. What has been going on? How many people, as you say, have come off of their reliance on food stamps that are happy again because they're doing what it is that God has designed them to do, and that is to go out and be productive?
Well, that's exactly it. And, you know, one thing that has not really has been mentioned that has a direct correlation with the pride and that comes with a job is that when many of these jobs are shipped overseas as a result of NAFTA, as a result of these very unfair trade deals that past administrations struck with foreign nations, is that you had a rise in this opioid epidemic. You know, many of these same countries, many of these same counties, these cities, in various states that have been, decimated by factories closing and their jobs being shipped overseas. And, frankly, we even had a presidential candidate in Hillary Clinton this election who said that her job is to pull coal plants out of business. You know, and these are real American workers that rely on these jobs. And so when they're shipped overseas or they're closed down by unnecessary government regulation, you have this unfortunate, crisis that unfolds, and one of those is the opioid epidemic. So, people are designed to work and produce, and it's in our nature as human beings. You're absolutely right, Bill. And so when you have an administration such as this that puts people back to work and gives them the dignity and the pride of being able to go to work and collect a paycheck and provide for their families, that does wonders for the country, not just economically, but I think, societally as well. People are happier. People are, are out spending their dollars, and I think things are a lot better off as a result of these policies.
Well, and you talk about America being that light on a shining hill. Boy, I'll tell you, what makes that light glow all the stronger is when people can come to this country and live out their dreams and have a fair shot at it. And this is what is starting, to echo out there amongst the nations. And, I know people are complaining that America is a magnet now, but, we need to really, this is why we need to get our immigration system squared away so that, we are drawing people here that will do us no harm, that want to do us good, that want to add to the proposition of the American dream, not take away from it. It's like, look, you want to come here, like your parents, my parents, grandparents before them came here and said, hey, look, we want an opportunity, and look at what they've done, for us, Chris, where we are today. It's because of what they believed in the United States of America, the American dream. They worked hard, and they made a way for us, and here we are today, living examples of what the light on a shining hill can do for you.
Well, Bill, I couldn't agree more, and that's exactly what Americans want. It doesn't matter what background you come from. It doesn't matter what color your skin is, or Americans of all stripes, of all colors, they all want to just have a shot. Just give us a shot. Give us a chance to compete. When my grandfather came here, my father came here, from Mexico legally, mind you. They had this conviction that we have to leave our children better off than we were. We have to give them the chances that we didn't have. And I think that that's what everybody wants, is to be able to provide for the next generation and leave them with a better, a better economic, position than they had when they came in, whether it's as an immigrant or whether it's, how they were born into this nation, as a native citizen. But frankly, we've got to return to this dialogue as a nation that it's a good thing to work. It's a good thing to get back, to work as a country as a whole. When we can have more people that are working than are on food stamps, and people are deciding to, I'm not going to go on the government's dole. I'm not going to go on the government's dime. I've got pride, and I've got a family to provide for, and I'd rather provide for my family, not with the government's dollar, but with my own wages. I think we're moving in the right direction, and I think that what the president's doing is he's encouraging more job growth, more job creation. These policies are proven by every president since JFK who has cut taxes, who has allowed people to keep more of their hard-earned earnings. You see a boom in the economy, whether it's JFK, whether it's Reagan, whether it's Bush, whether it's Trump. This is what happens, and it's proven factually, and we've got to stick to those policies.
Well, and JFK, of course, we still hear his words echoing through the millennia, not to look to see what the government can do for us, but what we can do. And that's when we're happiest. JFK understood that, just like, Ronald Reagan and Donald Trump today understands that people are happiest when they are, that their better angels are coming out. And this is part of their better angels, is that we're called to be productive. I mean, we want to do that. And as I said earlier, that's when we're happiest. There's been many studies time and again that have done that. And, you know, and you said something else, Chris, and that is that the previous generation handed off to us a capitalistic free market form of economy. And it is passed on, and it continues to serve us well. Contrast that with socialism. Look what's happening in these countries that have embraced socialism.
Well, that's exactly it. And unfortunately, when you have the media and education, both K through 12 and certainly higher education, being controlled by left-leaning, you know, liberal professors and journalists, you don't get that full story. You know, everybody knows, if you read actual history books, that socialism, communism has never worked. This is why you have, you know, many of these immigrants from countries like Venezuela who will come to the United States and talk about the actual problems with communism and socialism and say, you know, this is not what I want to see in the United States. This is what I fled from. I fled from a corrupt capitalist or a communist regime.
Socially,
I want
a
free market country.
Exactly. And look at Venezuela. I mean, I was looking the other day, Chris. I mean, their inflation, 1,000,000%. I mean, how does that happen? No wonder the people are trying, you know, escaping, and they're, you know, they're starving on the streets. I mean, this is ridiculous what's going on in Venezuela.
Well, it's ridiculous. And this is the threat that we face if you continue to allow these left-leaning, certainly, like I said, journalists and professors and teachers to indoctrinate the next generation of Americans to think that socialism is okay, or that communism is okay, or that you know, a strong central government that has more control of your life than you have control over is okay. That's the problem, you know, and that in turn leads to votes for left-leaning elected officials who are looking to implement universal health care or these, you know, these strong central government policies that would take more control of your life. You know, like I say all the time, you know, if you've ever seen how veterans are treated by the Veterans Administration, you know, and you want the VA and that type of a bureaucracy that governs veterans' health to govern all Americans' health, are you crazy?
Right.
I mean, this is just insane.
Right.
So.
Yeah, we'll leave you out there in the street, and we'll eventually get to you. And meanwhile, we'll, you know, the result of all that is 22 veterans committing suicide every day because they've lost hope in the system and the country that they put their life and limbs to serve. Doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense at all. Doesn't make sense at all. And we, I mean, if we can't take care of our veterans, you know, what kind of a country are we, frankly?
Well, Chris, I appreciate you coming on and giving us the good news of NAFTA, that it will be going and will solidify the arrangement with Canada as well. So that will calm down some of the naysayers and the realization of what President Trump has done. I mean, just even from the automotive industry, the 75% of auto content must be made. Huge jump that's going to have incredible consequences for the American labor force, will it not be?
No, this is going to be, frankly, a boon to American workers. You know, this is going to be a negligible increase, if anything, to consumer prices. And frankly, this is the deal that Americans deserve. It's the deal that President Trump promised. And frankly, it's the deal that American people are going to get by the end of this week with Canada coming back to the table.
Yeah, well said and perfectly summarized. Chris Garcia, entrepreneur, business exec, former Trump administration official on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Chris.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's
1-800-359-3360. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A mass shooting at an apartment complex in San Bernardino, California. 10 people shot, according to police. 3 of the victims reportedly now in extremely critical condition. It happened at about 10:45 last night in a commons area of an apartment complex, and no arrests have been made. In Alabama, at least 6 teens were shot at a party in downtown Birmingham last night. A recovery operation continues for some of the 16 passengers aboard 2 boats that collided on the Colorado River Saturday near the California-Arizona border.
9 were injured. 2 of those were in critical condition. And 4 passengers were reported missing. Of those 4, we have a report now that it is 1 male and 3 females that are still outstanding.
That's the county sheriff, Doug Schuster. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
If you need freedom, to save it, he's a prison shaking savior. He got chains, oh, he's a chain breaker.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here.
Oh, if you need freedom, to save it, he's a prison shaking savior. He got chains, oh, he's a chain breaker.
Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, like nothing you've ever experienced, right? For those of you that have had your chains broken by the chain breaker, end of story. Nothing else to be said other than you were once captive and now you are free. And when that happens, it is most incredible. You are no longer the same. And I know our next guest would agree with that. Tamika Mark joins us, author of the new and critically acclaimed book, Where is Christ in Christians. Tamika, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you. I am great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm blessed that you're joining us today to talk about this, because right off the bat, I mean, in chapter one of your book is you ask the proverbial question a lot of people are asking is, where's Christ in the church?
Yes.
What's going on?
Well, I mean, the Lord is... When I wrote this book, God purposely said that he doesn't feel that he's welcome in the church. His spirit is not there. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of things that's going on. There's more based around man beliefs and what they want to see, and not really the spirit of God. It's not really allowing God to be glorified in church. It's got everything that's set on the time. The spirit of God is not able to come in and really do what he needs to do inside his children, inside the church. Mm-hmm. So that's why he's asking, where is Christ? Where am I? Where am I in my church? Am I not allowed freely to come in and let my spirit and my anointing break yokes, deliver and heal my children?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and this is the thing, Tamika, when I talk with a lot of people, you know, a lot of Christians particularly, they have the same grievance. And when I say grievance, it's not just a complaint. It's just say, wait a minute, you know, we're missing out on so much here. I mean, we're told by God himself that all these things, all these powerful things will happen in our lives, that we will be difference makers. We will be catalysts. You know, why isn't that happening? Why is there, why is transformation being squelched? And when you look at it, at the church today, against the background of what God says about his church and what he intended it to be, clearly we're missing the mark. And what we've done, I think, is fallen victim. You know, we victimized ourselves by trying to force fit God into our perception of who God is instead of the other way around.
Exactly. We want to put God to be what we want him to be, not let him truly flow and be who he desires to be. I mean, many times that we as the body of Christ, we only want Christ, like I say, on Sundays. Mm-hmm. Throughout the week, we do whatever we want to do. We don't really, you know, share the scripture. We don't evangelize. We don't let the love of God show through us and draw people. And see, that's the thing. Many of us, we keep him boxed up. We don't want to say his name until Sunday mornings. We don't read our word. We don't pray. We don't connect with him throughout the week and share him with others. And that's how we continuously build his word, build the church, by continuously sharing his love and mercy throughout the world, throughout the week, throughout every day, not just on a specific day and a specific time.
It's kind of interesting, you know, to your point here, Gallup just did a poll about about people reading the Bible, Christians reading the Bible, and the standard was very low. I mean, it was like it was like something exciting. Like if you read the Bible three or four times a year, or parts of the Bible three or four times a year, it's like you got a blue ribbon. I was like, what? I mean, like that's a performance trophy. No, that's not the way it is. I mean, you know, but that's the way Gallup was presenting the poll, like and giving Christianity some sort of merit, or those that call themselves Christians as some sort of merit because they happen to pick up their Bible three or four times a year. I said, well, why would you do that when Jesus himself said that this is better than food? I mean, this is his food. And I mean, like you would only pick up maybe an In-N-Out burger maybe three or four times a year. That's it. You know, I mean, come on.
And that's why we're not as strong as some of the Christians in the early days, because they spent more time reading and spend time in prayer and connecting with God. See, the times now, everything is technology-based. We're on the run. We're busy. Everybody's on the go. So the first thing that they put to the side is Christ until a tragedy happens, and everybody wants to cry out and have vigils and burn candles and be so connected to him. And then after a couple of days, we go back into our normal life. So it's like Christ is not a necessity. He's just convenience that when we need him, we'll pick him up.
Yeah. You know, I'll just take a six-pack of Jesus today, thank you.
Yeah.
You know, kind of deal, which is really is shameful. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, to your point here, is that we are at war. I mean, there is a cultural war that has taken place. I mean, people are going to the church and saying, look, I don't understand this homosexuality deal. I don't. They go to the church, and the church goes, oh, we can't talk about that, because if we talk about homosexuality, then we're going to lose money. As if God is, you know, like he's a panhandler or something, and God can't handle that. When you've got, you know, people right there coming into the pews going, look, I need help. I need to understand what's going on, because the culture has accommodated, you know, something that the Bible says very clearly that God does not agree with, that it is a violation of his commandments. For some reason, the church can't seem to pronounce that. And I understand. I mean, I'm in California right now, Tamika, and, you know, we're going to talk with Brad Dacus tomorrow, who's the president and founder of Pacific Justice Institute. And California, you know, they were considering really weaponizing this whole issue, you know, about the church and, you know, counselors particularly, you know, talking about homosexuality, even though the empirical evidence would demonstrate the contrary of what the state wanted to ordain in making it illegal for counselors to talk to somebody that has a question about their sexual identity. they were going to make it against the law. Are you kidding me? I mean, even though you had people saying, hey, I'm glad somebody talked to me about this issue. It really made a big difference in my life. But the state, in all their wisdom, and only in California, would say, nope, if you do that, we're going to come after you. And, you know, that's not the way we roll here in the state of California.
And that's funny, because the Bible says people will perish because of lack of knowledge. If you have the knowledge to share and help a generation that don't know understand who they are and their identity in Christ, we should be able to freely share that. And a lot of times, many of churches and many of people that I know have spent a lot of questioning about the homosexuality crisis against it, because they say God is love. Yes, Christ is love. Mm-hmm. He can love the person and still hate the sin.
Right.
So that's the thing that the churches won't know. Well, we don't want to say that Christ doesn't like homosexuality. He doesn't like the spirit. Mm-hmm. But he loves the person, because Christ is love. And homosexuality is against his word.
Right.
And we should be able to freely speak against homosexuality, but still be able to say that we have a loving God, because our God is loving and graceful, but he hates the sin of homosexuality, just like he hates sins of other things that we not to do, to murder, to not, you know, honor his word. See, that's what people get the lines confused when we're talking about Christ.
Yeah. Well, we all have our problems, right? I mean,
yes.
The Bible's clear that we all fall short of the glory of God, so nobody's claiming perfection here. And if you do, shame on you, because that's not what it's all about. We all have issues. Maybe for somebody else, it's some other addiction, for this particular case, homosexuality. And, you know, because of what we have dealt with and have been delivered from, we can be grateful and be able to offer a testimony, encouragement for those who are chained up, right?
Yes, and that's what we're supposed to share, our testimony. And see, the thing, sometimes people can be a little judgmental, and sometimes that may be something that people push away from. They don't want to know about homosexuality, because people tend to really rot and be down on homosexuality like no other sin is in existence, which there is. Like you said, we all have issues.
Right.
I have mine, you have yours, I just don't have yours, but by the grace of God, God has healed me, and I want to share my, be able to share my testimony with you, whatever you struggle with, and let you know that God can help you as well.
Exactly.
And while you in your sin doesn't mean he loves you either less. God is married to the backslider. He comes and reaches out. He leaves us to go find that, chase that one.
Leaves the 99 for the one,
yes.
Without a doubt. Tamika Mark is with us. We're talking about her brand new book, Where is Christ in Christianity? Stay with us. We've got more to talk about after this. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
So speak life to the dead and darkest night. Speak life when the sun won't shine and you don't know why. Look into the eyes of the broken hearted. Watch them come alive as soon as you speak hope, you speak love, you speak.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Let me tell you, the power and the transformation that occurs when you speak life, huh? You watch, just as the song says, you watch the eyes of the brokenhearted and what happens to them, the transformation when they hear the words of life and love. This is what our faith is all about, that we're to be those change agents, taking what God has given us, the blessings that God has given us, not for us to hold it, to, you know, hold on to it, like as if we'll never get it anymore, because it's almost like the added bonus of God's gift is when we give it out. When we hold it, it stops the flow, and we become like the Dead Sea, if you know and understand what happens in the Dead Sea. It takes water in, but nothing goes out, and it smells, and nothing lives there. And that's what we're not supposed to be as vessels of the living God. Tamika Mark continues with us, author of the new and critically acclaimed book, Where is Christ in Christians? Tamika, how did the idea of this book come about?
Well, the Lord spoke to my spirit about 6 or 7 years ago. And he's, write this book. And I'm like, okay. And I went to my mentor, and I was telling my mentor, I said, the Lord spoke to me and told me to write a book. Mm-hmm. And he asked me what it was, and I told him, I said, Where is Christ in Christians? And he asked me why. He said, I guess he wants to ask the world, where is his love? Where is he being represented to the body of Christ? We presume to be Christians, but he don't really see the Christ in us.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, it was actually spoken to me from God, and that's when if you read it, you can see that it's working in the third person as Christ is actually speaking through me. I'm just his mouthpiece.
Right. Well, Tamika, you know, there are, you know, celebrity figures that say that anybody hears the voice of God must be crazy. What do you say to them?
I say that, well, I am a crazy young lady that's crazy about God because God do speak.
Yeah, and I wish you were just as crazy.
Yeah,
because
just crazy.
Right. You know, because you imagine the difference that it would be if more people heard the voice of God. I mean, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when you read and understand what a sheep is all about, you may think, hey, you know, I don't want to be a sheep. But if you have a shepherd like Jesus Christ, trust me, you want to be a sheep, right?
Exactly. This role you want to be in.
Amen. Amen. Well, you talk about social media, that it has been quite a distraction. I mean, we know, you know, we often read about what these young millennials, the young kids are exposed to. I mean, you and I were exposed to a lot when we were growing up. But, you know, the technology that, you know, our young kids are dealing with, it is exponential. I mean, up as much as 10 hours a day dealing with between the handheld devices, their cell phones, forget about TV or any other multimedia that impacts them. But they're very busy about being busy, except for really focusing on the things that really matter. Are they not?
Yes, a lot. I have my millennial age nephew that stays with me. Him and I have this conversation all the time. What is it that keeping you guys from really connected with Christ, and why you not really wanting to be in a typical church anymore? Because he said it's not fit for them. He said it's not visual enough. Everything is so just based on a certain routine and certain agenda, instead of it being more flexible and let God really move and let them get more engaged. He said just sitting there listening to the couple of songs and the same sermons every Sunday at the sermon. So that's why we be on social media, because they make it more interactive. They make it more so that we can get engaged by asking questions and typing responses to certain things, and we're hearing it throughout the message. So it's like we're a part of what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is. There's no doubt it's a channel, but why aren't Christians overtaking this medium? I know that Facebook has run into problems. There have been things that are blocked, and you know, I've been blocked on several occasions, you know, because I mentioned something of a spiritual nature, not only spiritual, but also of a political nature. You do something like that, that's, you know, you talk about politics and religion, then, you know, you become more of a target these days. But, you know, that's the opportunity, is that look at who's going to own this media, just like who's going to own, you know, the big screen or even the little screen. You know, the culture has taken over that. But look at what expense that it's done that. When you consider the, you know, what's happened to our culture, the chaos that's happening in our families today, what's happening in our schools ever since we took out the Ten Commandments in the mid-60s, I say, okay, well, how did that change serve you? How does a secular America look like today? And what's going to be the product of a secular America, you know, 20 years from now?
Everything's got, if we don't, as the body of Christ and as Christians, get back to turn our hearts back to Christ, to start teaching kids, our generations, about Christ, actually taking over media, taking over the business thing, taking over the marketplace, getting out here and being more proactive, spreading the gospel, standing up for the things of God, pushing forward to breaking laws that go against God's words. We sitting in a spotlight being complacent, and instead of, like you said, being a change agent, getting engaged, spreading God's word, letting people know that we have a voice. We stand for Christ, and we want him to be known in the media, in the marketplace, in the workplace, wherever there needs to be any type of media. We should be proclaiming Christ and being engaged and letting him know that he reigns supreme. If we don't, the world is going to turn dark, and the Spirit of God is not going to be here. Everything is, all these different cultures are coming to the country and bringing their religious beliefs, and the Christian connection is gone. They're going to Muslim, they're going to Buddha, they're trying different types of things because they're not seeing Christ people getting out here, doing what we are supposed to do, spreading his gospel, standing up and making sure that we have a voice in all these areas.
Mm-hmm.
We need to put Christ back where he's supposed to be.
Well, you know, to your point here, Tamika, you know, this age, this technological age in which we live in, we were warned about this, that knowledge would be abounding, but we would know so little. And that seems to be the case, is that we have access to more information than we've had, you know, when we were growing up as kids. I mean, it's right at our fingertips, you know, the kind of information is flying around. But, you know, do we know the right information? Are we filling our heads and our minds with the wrong things, because, and when we say that, I can appreciate how some people might say, well, that's, you know, sounds a bit judgmental, but, you know, God's clear. You know, God really said what he said, and he didn't say what he didn't say. And, you know, you and I have learned through experience that we can accept God, that when we follow God, it goes well for us. And we see others heading for cement walls crashing and burning, and we're going, okay, how many families have to experience a death of a loved one because this society is out of order? And when we're disconnected from God, chaos reigns. And, you know, this was exampled, certainly, you know, in the early stage, the first chapter of Genesis. It said that when, you know, the earth was void, and when that void, what they talk about, that void that existed was a darkness. There was no structure. There was no God. And it required the Holy Spirit, like a mother hen, to come in and rest over the earth to bring it order and chaos. The people were going around. They didn't even know how crazy they were. That's how crazy it was. You know, everything was out of order. And you look at our society today, and yes, there are pockets of faithful people, but we need to be able to link arms together and come back to back, shoulder to shoulder, one another for the sake of not just our families, but our neighbors' families, the family members of the city in which we live in, the city next door, you know, our country, nations around the world, that we're standing for liberty. We're standing for the love of God and God's mercy. Because we have missed his mark. And as you said early on, you know, nobody's claiming perfection or glory here. We only get God's glory because of what Jesus did. It's nothing that we've done, and it's undeserved and unmerited. But that's God's grace. And God's grace is what, you know, gives us the boldness and courage to speak out against this stuff, not in judgment, but out of love, because, you know, we want you to experience. And maybe, you know, I question, I don't know if you do, is why is it that people who have been liberated, who were once one way and now a different way as a result of Christ, why is it that they're not speaking boldly about it?
A lot of them, once they get into the new you, they don't want people to know their past, because they feel they'll be judged by the church. And see, that's the whole, it's called testimony. You've been delivered, you've been set free, so it's your legal right as God to go out and Christian and tell the world, hey, the same battle, the same struggle that you went through, I went through. But this is how I overcame.
Right.
And see, that is the thing that happened. We're not going back telling the world how God has delivered us, how he has set us free, how he saved us, he restored everything the enemy tried to take from us. He transformed my heart and my mind. He took me from a homosexual, drug addict, whatever sin that I was committing, and to this newly found soul that depended on Christ, full of his spirit, and I'm on fire for God. I'm going to tell the whole world what God done for me and to me. And so when you start getting that revival there, and then you start getting back out and start unifying, linking up with other believers who believe, I believe that's how we're going to take the world back. That's how we start one person at a time. We start in our church, then we start in the community, and then we start taking our cities back.
Amen.
We have to come back to the foundation of who Christ is and start letting the world know that what our Lord can do for you. It's not that I'm judging you, that I'm thinking I'm better than you, but that I want to see you free.
We got to leave it right there, Tamika. We're out of time. Tamika Mark, author of the book, Where is Christ in Christians? Linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is